Since the end of the last World War, there have been basically two kind of competing visions of America's role in the world, at least among the two major parties. There's an international, liberal international view, right, that human rights should matter, that there should be a uniform standard globally that applies to every nation, including us, the U.S., and our allies. A regime of international norms, and most importantly, international law, like real international law, that the U.S. could shape and strengthen. Now, to be clear, I wasn't born yesterday. I'm not completely naive. Yes, that standard is one that is very, very often only given lip service to while the U.S. pursues pure power politics. But it is a meaningful and important standard, as is the aspiration towards reaching it and the people that advocate holding it as a standard. So that's one vision. And then there's a kind of standard reactionary vision, right-wing vision, which is that might makes right. Universal norms are fictions that can never really constrain us. We're the greatest country on earth. And because we are the greatest nation, it's just definitionally impossible for us or our allies to be on the wrong side of international law, which doesn't exist. And that view is strong and has a very long tradition. You could say it might have peaked or reached its apogee in the Cold War under Henry Kissinger, who sold successive administrations on dirty wars and proxy wars, and funding, training, and arming right-wing militaries to oppose left-wing governments or activists. He enabled deadly terror in Chile and Argentina and South Africa and Indonesia, where, to be clear, Kissinger's support for a right-wing dictator led to the genocide of 200,000 East Timorese people by a U.S.-equipped army, one of the great moral stains of U.S. foreign policy in the last 60 years. In El Salvador, where U.S.-backed forces fueled a civil war and murdered Catholic bishops, Catholic nuns, and social workers, an outrage that led the Carter administration to suspend military aid to the nation. And as the Cold War finally wound down, there was one lawmaker who made an indelible contribution to rolling back these abuses and attempting to set a standard for American behavior abroad and the behavior of our allies that we armed. That was Senator Pat Leahy, Democrat of Vermont, in 1997.
So-called Leahy Law expands our current law and seeks to ensure that United States assistance does not go to individuals who abuse human rights. To do everything possible to assure that in our efforts to support foreign security forces, that we respect human rights, we also prevent those who abuse human rights from receiving our assistance.
Seems straightforward. Leahy Law barred the Pentagon and the Department of State from transferring U.S. arms to countries that we thought were committing human rights abuses. And that is what I keep thinking of as I process the news that on the way out the door, the Biden administration is going to transfer $8 billion more in weapons to Israel, including fighter jets and attack helicopters, bombs, warheads, and artillery shells. $8 billion in weaponry given over to an ally waging what I think can only be described as total war in Gaza that has, according to, I think, multiple independent experts and reports, reporters and NGOs, been committing war crimes and ethnic cleansing, according to a former Israeli defense minister, where Israeli soldiers say they have been ordered to target and kill innocents arbitrarily, including children, and that they have used Palestinians as human shields for their operations in Gaza. As whistleblowers and detainees say, the Israeli authorities regularly torture Palestinian prisoners. The UN says Israel is using starvation as a strategy in Gaza. Amnesty International says Israel is committing a genocide. Dozens of doctors, nurses, and paramedics who volunteered in Gaza and were there and saw up close told the New York Times they'd seen, as you see the images there in front of you, multiple children who were shot in the head or chest, in the head or chest, bullets. And they even brought back the x-rays you're seeing right now to prove it, so people would believe that they had seen children with bullets lodged in their skulls. As Congresswoman Katie Porter pointed out in a House hearing last year, the U.S. ban on arms transfers to human rights abusers, the Leahy Law, has one big exception.
State Department says that aid should stop immediately if there's a problem, does it?
It totally depends on the circumstances and situation.
Does it depend on the country that's getting the aid?
It also depends on the country receiving the aid. Yes.
So what country does aid not stop immediately under Leahy?
I'd have to go back and look through my notes.
You don't know what country that is? It's only one in the entire world. Guess what? Except for Israel.
Even now, former Senator Pat Leahy, who's no longer in the Senate, says Israel is getting a pass in violation of the spirit, if not the letter of the law that he helped pass. Beginning in the early 2000s, I wrote to successive secretaries of state about the failure to apply the Leahy law to Israel. The responses were either inconclusive or inaccurately claimed the law was being applied to Israel the same as to other countries, which the State Department continues to insist today. Leahy added, the State Department's dismissive response not only beggars credulity, it also makes a mockery of the law. This is Pat Leahy, liberal senator, not a radical, right? Not a fringe voice in American politics. Someone who knows this issue, who spent decades working on this issue, and not just about Israel, about all kinds of American allies. And yet here we are. President Biden is going to hand a blank check for Israel over to the incoming Trump administration. I don't think it's coincidental that yesterday on Capitol Hill, the House overwhelmingly passed a bill to sanction officers of the International Criminal Court to punish them for moving to charge top Israeli leaders, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, with war crimes. Keep in mind, the ICC also indicted leaders of Hamas for their war crimes appropriately, and their holding of Israeli hostages, which continues to this very day. And 45 Democrats joined all Republicans to support this bill. We know which vision of American global engagement the Trump administration will carry out. But it isn't just Trump who this week is making an absolute mockery of every last lecture we deliver to the Russians or the Chinese or anyone else about respecting human rights and international law. It is President Joe Biden, too, leaving a disgraceful legacy. A liberal president doing untold damage to the liberal international order.